Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and his Axiom 4 crewmates return safely to Earth, marking the end of 18-day space odyssey. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in celebrating the milestone. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls upon SCO to take uncompromising position on terrorism, separatism and extremism. Indian nurse Nimisha Priya's execution in Yemen postponed. 8 people killed as passenger vehicle falls into river in Uttarakhand's Pithoragarh district. And country's overall export grew by nearly 6% to over $210 billion in first quarter of current financial year. And now the news in detail. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon.
And we have splashdown of the AX4 crew back on planet Earth.
Welcome home.
Dragon, SpaceX, rigging is complete. Stand by for capsule lift.
Dragon copies.
Dragon, SpaceX, capsule lift in progress, brace.
Good verbal confirmations there and visual confirmations that we're getting a successful lift.
Dragon copies.
We have a report.
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and his fellow Axiom 4 crew members will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to help them readjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission Space Odyssey began on 25th of last month when the Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida carrying the Dragon capsule towards the International Space Station. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, was a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, US Space Agency NASA and Indian Space Research Organization. Group Captain Shukla became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and only the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During his stay, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments aimed at supporting future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shukla as he returned to Earth from the historic mission to space. In her message, the president said Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of Axiom Mission 4 to the International Space Station has created a new milestone for international space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. Prime Minister Modi in his message said, as India's first astronaut to have visited the International Space Station, Group Captain Shukla has fired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human space flight mission Gaganyaan. Talking to media, Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh described it as a moment of glory for India.
It's indeed a moment of pride for the world, but a moment of glory for India because one of her illustrious sons is coming back with a successful voyage and more importantly having performed those experiments which were assigned to him, which were exclusive, which never done before, which have a huge bearing on life sciences, on the well-being of the mankind across the world, which appropriately lives up to Prime Minister Modi's mantra of playing the role of a Vishwa Bandhu Bharat.
Swati Rakheja, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Group Captain Shukla's family gathered at his former school at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh today to watch the live telecast of his return to Earth, celebrating his historic journey with pride and emotion. More from our correspondent.
On Subhansu's historic return, his house in Lucknow was decorated with posters and lights. A special program was organized in his school where Subhansu's family members were present along with teachers and students. The parents got emotional seeing their son's safe return on Earth. On the successful landing of the son, Subhansu's mother Asa Shukla said that she cannot express the happiness of this moment in words.
बेटा हमारा सकुशल लौट आया है इसलिए बहुत-बहुत ईश्वर को धन्यवाद बेटा इतने दिन बाद लौटा है तो थोड़ा सा भावुक होना बनता है
Subhanshu Shukla's father, Sambhu Dayal Shukla, said that this is an emotional moment. We express our gratitude to all those who blessed our son.
ये भावुक पल है, बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है, रोज का मिशन पूरा हुआ, अब ईश्वर को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद और सभी देशवासियों का आभार प्रकट करते हैं, आप स्वागत करेंगे, हम पूरा जय बैंड वाले के साथ स्वागत करेंगे।
IAF Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla's sister Suchi Mishra said that this is a moment of great pride for the whole country. We are very excited. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath congratulated Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla and his team on the success of this Axiom 4 mission. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to remain true to its founding objectives and take an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China this evening. Referring to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the minister said it was deliberately conducted to undermine the tourism economy of Jammu and Kashmir with the intention of sowing religious divide. He said the United Nations Security Council condemned the incident and stressed the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and bring them to justice. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that deepening collaboration within the SCO requires more trade, investment and exchanges. He also stressed on promotion of the international north-south transport corridor. Earlier in the day, Dr. Jaishankar called on Chinese President Xi Jinping along with fellow Shanghai SCO members in Beijing. The execution of the Indian nurse Nimisha Priya, which was initially scheduled for tomorrow in Yemen, has been postponed. According to the official sources, the government has made concerted efforts in recent days to seek more time for the family of Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. Since the beginning of the case, the government has rendered all possible assistance in the matter. Despite the sensitivities involved, Indian officials have been in regular touch with the local jail authorities and the prosecutor's office, leading to securing this postponement. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu today said students should pursue education in the language of their mother tongue. She said this will not only preserve rich Indian culture, but upkeep the deep-rooted tradition as well and improve their talents to a greater extent. The president was speaking at Cuttack in Odisha this evening at the 600th birth anniversary of great Odia poet and scholar Adi Kavi Sarala Das of 15th century. On the occasion, the president conferred the Kalinga Ratna 2024 award to Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that education must remain at the heart of India's developmental journey. Addressing a seminar on school education in the country in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stressed that education is fundamental to the nation's growth.
I want to understand how we can move from a $4 trillion economy to a $35 trillion economy by 2047. How can we produce a generation of responsible and productive citizens? As straightforward as it may seem, it must be emphasized that education is fundamental to development. And that's a view I've held much before the current phase of my professional life.
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today launched the Assistance for Development of Energy Efficient Technologies in Industrial Establishment Scheme at Panipat in Haryana. The scheme aims to boost energy efficiency nationwide by offering interest subsidies on loans to help MSMEs adopt energy efficient technologies. The Election Commission today said that over 86% enumeration forms have been received so far during the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral rolls in Bihar. With just 10 more days left for the revision, remaining voters will be contacted individually by booth-level officers. The Commission said it is sparing no effort to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll to be published on the 1st of next month, and the third round of household visits by the nearly 1 lakh booth-level officers will soon begin to collect the filled enumeration forms of the remaining electors. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete the mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or iris scans due to developmental reasons. It added that once the child turns 5, these biometrics must be updated and the process is free of charge if completed between the age of 5 and 7. If the mandatory biometric update is not completed even after 7 years of age, the Aadhaar number may be deactivated as per the existing rules. Health Ministry has rejected the media reports which claimed that the Ministry has directed to issue warning labels on food products such as samosa, jalebi and laddu. In a statement, the Ministry said these media reports are misleading, incorrect and baseless. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has constituted a fact-finding panel to look into a student suicide case at Fakir Mohan College in Balasore, Odisha. The committee will be headed by UGC member and professor at Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University in New Delhi, Rajkumar Mittal, former UGC member Sushma Yadav, and Gujarat University Vice Chancellor Dr. Neerja Gupta will be part of the committee, and UGC Joint Secretary Dr. Ashima Mangla will be its coordinating officer. The UGC in an office order said the committee will submit a detailed report with findings and recommendations within 7 days. In Uttarakhand, at least 8 people have died after a passenger vehicle fell into a river in the Muvani area of Pithoragarh district this evening. 4 persons were seriously injured in the accident. Talking to Akashwani News, District Magistrate Vinod Giri Goswami said the injured have been admitted to the nearest hospital.
दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण घटना हुई है जो कि पिथौरागढ़ जनपद के अंतर्गत मुआनी से बोकटा गांव की ओर को एक छोटी जो मैक्सी कैब गाड़ी होती है वो जा रही थी, उसमें एक पुल है, पुल के पास में वो एक गधेरे में गिर करके उसमें उससे छिटक गए लोग। इस दुर्घटना में 8 व्यक्तियों की डेथ रिपोर्टेड है, जिसमें से 5 महिलाएं हैं और 3 पुरुष हैं। इसके अलावा लगभग 4 लोग घायल भी हुए हैं। घायलों को हमने डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॉस्पिटल में पहुंचा दिया है। जो मृतक हैं वो सभी लोग एक ही गाँव के थे।
Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed grief over the incident. He directed the district administration to ensure proper treatment for the injured. The country's overall exports rose by nearly 6% in the first quarter of the current financial year, reaching more than $210 billion as compared to $198.52 billion in the same period of the last financial year. Briefing media in New Delhi, the Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthawal said the country's imports registered a decline by 3.71% to $53.92 billion in June against $56 billion in the last year. Indian equities bounced back today and settled with gains after 4 straight sessions of losses. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,571, adding 317 points, while the NSE Nifty 50 ended the day at 25,196, climbing 114 points. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, coastal Karnataka, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, East Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala, Mahi and Jharkhand tomorrow. Meanwhile, Maharashtra's Konkan region, including Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Sindhudurg districts, has been experiencing heavy rainfall since last night. A landslide in Ratnagiri's Kasheri Ghat led to disruption of traffic on the Mumbai-Goa highway. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and his Axiom 4 crewmates return safely to Earth, marking the end of 18-day space odyssey. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the nation in celebrating the milestone. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls upon SCO to take uncompromising position on terrorism, separatism and extremism. Indian nurse Nimisha Priya's execution in Yemen postponed. 8 people killed as passenger vehicle falls into river in Uttarakhand's Pithoragarh district. And country's overall exports grow by nearly 6% to over $210 billion in first quarter of current financial year. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.